Introduction. 75 years ago, when America was pulling itself out of the Great Depression, a federal program emerged that has long been considered a prime example of the government operating at its best. It was in 1938 that Congress passed the Wagner-O'Day Act, signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt on June 25th of that year. The law gave an opportunity to nonprofit agencies employing people who were blind to provide the federal government with products as long as those organizations were able to deliver them on time to strict specifications and at a fair market price. On August 10th of that year, a group of leaders in the blindness community founded National Industries for the Blind, NIB, to be the central nonprofit agency and liaison between government procuring agencies and organizations employing people who are blind. Due to the successes of NIB and our associated agencies, these opportunities were expanded to organizations serving persons with other severe disabilities when Congress amended the legislation in 1971 as the Javits-Wagner-O'Day Act. Today, known as the Ability One program, the rules of participation in the program include quality and delivery of products and services, fair market prices, limited impact on a current government contractor's business, and adherence to all federal and state workplace regulations. As NIB celebrates its 75th anniversary in 2013, it is important to renew our commitment to our mission of enhancing opportunities for economic and personal independence of persons who are blind by creating, sustaining, and improving employment. Doing so includes the process of celebrating our roots and history, nurtured by generations before us. NIB is proud to publish Empowering People, which traces the history of NIB and its associated agencies from our beginnings to modern times. Our story reflects not only the diversity of the people we serve, but also the diversity of their career aspirations and how NIB and our associated agencies have embraced their desires and drawn on their untapped capabilities. Earlier histories were authored in 1966 by Robert Lefevre, the first executive director of the U.S. Ability One Commission, and brought up to date in Creating Jobs, Changing Lives in 1988 by Irving Dickman, an experienced author in the healthcare field. But so much more has occurred in the last 25 years with advances in technology and NIB's learning and development programs, which created more diverse employment opportunities. These initiatives have had a profound impact on career opportunities for people who are blind, helping the high achievers in the NIB family advance into supervisory, management, and executive positions. NIB was founded on the ideals that every American should have equal access to opportunities for economic and personal development, and our success over 75 years is proof of the enduring power of these beliefs. There is no doubt that we have come a long way from our very first steps back in 1938, but we are still a long way from achieving full employment for every American who is blind and wants to work. As we celebrate our Diamond Jubilee, we look forward to continuing to work to advance the interests of people who are blind. Kevin A. Lynch, President and Chief Executive Officer, August 10th, 2013.